Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome into the fastest 2 hours in radio at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. A number of subjects that we're going to hit on tonight, and of course, all of our guests will be joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. We are going to do a recap on this year's Final Four, of course, down here in Houston, and it's good to have on the phone line joining us James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider. You can listen to him online at 1400 KREF in Norman, Oklahoma. How was your time in Houston, James?
It was great. I mean, the Sooners didn't play well, and that's one of those perfect storms when you're heading in the negative way, when things just don't work out for you at all. Congrats to Villanova. They won the national title, and they played one of the greatest games ever in a Final Four when they beat a really good Oklahoma team that was good enough, in my opinion, to win the national title. But you got to be playing well at the right time, and Villanova did in that game. Oklahoma had played really well in the tournament up to that point, and this was a great team to cover at OU. You have some great guys. They don't get any better than Buddy Hield, Ryan Spangler, Isaiah Cousins, Jordan Woodard, Walker. I mean, all those guys are really cool guys. Kristen James, a young player on that team, and, you know, they have a number of great guys. So, you know, it was a fun time. Houston's a great city. I do not think that the stadium is good for basketball. It's just too monstrous, too big,
okay,
too many places where you can sit and you really can't watch the game. Now, the sound in there is tremendous, and the environment at the game's tremendous, but when you have to watch the game on the big screen, you know, and that's the only chance you get. And I talked to several people, including the great Billy Tubbs and his family, that were in a corner, and they really couldn't see the court. And, you know, I know the NCAA makes money, and I think that's great, and that's what it's all about. They're certainly not thinking about the basketball environment per se. And, again, the crowd was amazing, and you know, that angle of it. But I don't think football stadiums are really where we should have basketball games. I am for finding the biggest basketball arena you can find, or a little smaller dome stadium maybe. Because even though it was fantastic, and Houston's a great city, and I love Houston. I love going there. Plenty of restaurants, plenty of things to do. Alyssa Walker's there. I mean, there's a lot of good things about it. You know, but I'm telling you, you know, I just personally, you know, didn't like the big stadium for it, and I know a lot of people aren't happy with it either. But you can get a ticket, that's for sure. I mean, you know, if you wanted a ticket, you could get one. Can't promise you you're going to sit in a seat you can really see the game, but you're going to get a ticket.
Did NRG Stadium play to Villanova's advantage?
I don't know. I guess they played great. It didn't play to Oklahoma's advantage, but why did it benefit Villanova more than Oklahoma? I don't know. I mean, Oklahoma shot the ball great in practice. They were so confident they were going to shoot the ball well that they just really didn't feel it was going to be a problem shooting in there. Then Buddy hits the first three, and you're thinking, hey, they're rocking and rolling.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they couldn't make a bucket. You know, when you go 10 minutes without scoring and you're Oklahoma and you have shots that are in and out, and you get all these rebounds, offensive rebounds, and you still can't score, and you just can't make a jump shot. And Villanova's making everything. That's what I mean. They played one of the greatest games ever of all time in NCAA tournament history, and that's what you ran into. I know a lot of Sooner fans are disappointed. I ran into one Boomer Sooner guy yesterday at a restaurant, and we were talking. He was going, well, we're Choklahoma. And I said, why would you think that? I said, you know how many teams can't get to the Final Four?
That's
how
right.
Many teams would have traded places? You mean traded places to lose by 40? I said, yep, lose by 40. Exactly. You're in the Final Four, a lot of teams would trade places. You know, would you like to trade places when Oklahoma lost to Clemson? I had to remind him Oklahoma led at the half against Clemson, 17-16. They're very much in that game. In the second half, Clemson put on, you know, took over the game. Their physicality was too much for OU that day. OU suffered a bunch of injuries. But to act like Oklahoma chokes in big games, or Oklahoma is not a good program in either sport because they lose in the semifinal, that's a little twisted thinking, in my opinion.
We are inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We would love for you to connect with us. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and you can go back and listen to our entire show at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. Our special guest kicking off tonight's show is James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider, and you can listen to him on 1400 KREF in Norman, Oklahoma. As we recap that semifinal game against Villanova, Villanova. As you had stated many times, James, Oklahoma had been so hot during the tournament. What changed?
Just circumstances, I think. You know, it's hard to put a finger on it. I don't know if OU can answer that. If they'd have played the next day, maybe the roles are reversed and Oklahoma pounds Villanova again like they did back in December. I don't know. Oklahoma shot the ball great in practice. They were so confident that the court would play evenly for them that it wouldn't make any difference whatsoever. But then all of a sudden, it just didn't turn out that way. So I don't know what changed. They don't know what changed. They're shaking their heads about it. They can't believe it. They're just saying, hey, you know, this is not a good thing right now. And they didn't have it going, and that was a disappointing thing. And, you know, I think that's something that, that Oklahoma had to deal with, and they don't really understand what happened to them. And they're a little confused, you know, what exactly went on with them. You know, it's a puzzling thing for them right now.
Do you think we didn't give the Wildcats enough credit defensively?
No, I think OU gave them credit. I think OU talked about them and their defensive ability. You're searching for answers here that OU doesn't know. I mean, it's not like OU didn't have shots.
Mm-hmm.
OU had shots. They had wide open shots. One time they got four offensive boards and couldn't make a bucket. So they had shots. So with that being the case, and they had shots, why didn't things happen for them? Why didn't more things happen for them? Why didn't, you know, this become more of a positive game for them? And, man, that's the million-dollar question. They'll be asking that question all the time. But I know what Lon Kruger doesn't want to happen, He doesn't want that outing to go forward because he knows it's an anomaly. He knows it's a weird thing. He knows it's a twisted thing that happens in the fate of sports sometimes. And he realized that Oklahoma had a magical year last year, and they had a magical player in Buddy Hield. They had a lot of good things that went on with them last year. And he doesn't want this to go forward. Most of the guys that were the key players in this move on. You have Kadeem Latin that's back. You have Jordan Wooden that's back. He's going to count on them to kind of be leaders and tell everybody, let's move on. Let's get to the next game. Hey, we know if we played this game tomorrow, played them again, we might, you know, we'd have a good chance to beat them. So let's just build. Let's get going to the next game. And that's what Coach Kruger really wants to do.
Buddy Hield, the senior, he moves on. He's going to take his game to the next level. I'd love to just kind of carve out some time and have you share his backstory. How was he discovered by that Oklahoma coaching staff?
Well, Chris Crutchfield, when he was at Tulsa, actually, or Oral Roberts, actually went to the Bahamas to that. They have a tournament that they put on there with all the young men that are in the Bahamas and that are all playing basketball. And not every coach goes there. It's not an easy road trip. You think, well, gosh, you get to go to the Bahamas, but you don't get to play around
right.
If you go to the Bahamas. You know, it's kind of, hey, coach, I'm going to go spend 3 days in the Bahamas. And you're going, yeah, right, okay, whatever. All right, so, but he goes there, and Buddy's like 11 or 12 years old. And actually, he's watching the older guys play, but Buddy walks into the gym, and he's got dirt all over him and everything else, and they put him into the game. And, you know, at that point, you know, Coach Crutch was, you know, he was curious about who the kid was. So he kind of found out, but he didn't really go talk to him or anything like that. But he comes back the next year, and he'd grown up a couple of inches, filled out a little bit more, and this time he wasn't playing outside before he came in. He wasn't begging his way on the court. He was playing, and at that young age, he was already one of the better players. And out of loyalty, they convinced Buddy to go to Oklahoma, and that's how he ended up at Oklahoma because of Coach Crutchfield's due diligence. Even when he's at ORU, when he moved to OU, that was a big boost for the Sooners.
Senior writer with OU Insider, and you can listen to him at 1400 KREF. Great way to kick off the season and our show tonight, and we look forward to talking with you about spring football. Thanks, James.
Hey, look forward to it. Thanks, E.
You bet. Much more straight ahead right here in hour number one.